The goodbye. What to do with my hands? Her fingers curved to hold mine, but not holding, taking the shape of a loose grip in repose, outstretched on the pale blue sheet. Her eyes half open and moving, but not furtive, as if measuring things in another realm, and she might be. Whether the new house has floors wide enough for her living room rugs, how much sunlight. There was also a tortoiseshell cat on a footstool while we were there that slept and slept. Hospital bed tilted slightly, a big screen on mute playing Harry Potter. She loved lotuses, Native American baskets, books, wine, and Harry Potter. I placed the sachet my friend made beside her forearm and hope the lavender reaches her. We never made it to France together. My hand on her sleeve. How she would drag me at dawn to outdoor antique shows, hunting for tables inlaid with Santa Barbara tile. No chips, and they had to cost less than $40. For objects, she has a certain strictness. Wherever she's going, let there be laughter. My hand smooths the quilt over her knees. This is the part where she finishes dying, and I begin to remember.